This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday granted a $1.5 billion loan to Belarus as a show of support for its embattled leader, Alexander Lukashenko, weeks after weeks of street demonstrations that have accused him of rigging last month's election to retain power in Minsk. The two leaders met at the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi for nearly 4 hours. Afterward, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov declared that Lukashenko is the legitimate president of Belarus. Lukashenko made a public statement of his gratitude for the new loan, while Putin said Belarus should sort out its election issue through calm dialogue and without outside pressure. Putin also said defense cooperation between Russia and Belarus would continue. Belarus authorities have cracked down on the anti-Lukashenko demonstrations, detaining 774 on Sunday out of the estimated 100,000 who demonstrated. He has denied rigging the August 9th election. Opposition candidate Svetlana Tsihanouskaya, who was his only serious challenger, has fled to Lithuania. On social media, she criticized the awarding of the loan to Belarus, saying, "Dear Russians, your taxes will pay for our beatings." The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold an urgent debate on the violence in Belarus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday won the first of several votes in Parliament on his plan to undercut the Brexit treaty, but he faces growing rebellion among members of Parliament who say breaking international law would tarnish Britain's reputation. The EU says Johnson's bill would collapse trade talks, while former British leaders have warned that breaking the law is a step too far. It undermines Britain's image. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The German government has said Monday two more laboratories in France and Sweden have independently confirmed that Kremlin critic and Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok. Speaking at a news briefing in Berlin, government spokesman Stefan Seibert told reporters that, along with the German lab analysis, there are now three independent labs that have confirmed how Navalny was poisoned. All indications, he said, are absolutely clear. A poisoning situation has occurred in Russia. Russia has denied any involvement with the poisoning and accused the West of a smear campaign. The 44-year-old Navalny fell ill on a Russian domestic flight on August 20th. He was transferred to Germany 2 days later for specialist treatment at Berlin's Charité Hospital. Berlin has demanded that Russia investigate the case. Navalny had been kept in an induced coma for more than a week as he was treated with an antidote before hospital officials said his condition had improved enough for him to be brought out of it. The Kremlin's ruling United Russia Party maintained its majority with victories in nationwide local elections that wrapped up on Sunday, even as several candidates affiliated with stricken opposition leader Alexei Navalny scored important victories in closely watched races. A total of six Kremlin-backed governors scored victories with more than 80% of the vote, improbably surpassing even President Vladimir Putin's margins during his re-election campaign in 2018. Despite a recent ratings dip, Putin and his image handlers have long positioned the Russian leader as the sole figure allowed to shine on the national stage. America's peace envoy for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, visited Pakistan on Monday. U.S. officials said he went there to convey Washington's gratitude for the important role Islamabad has played in easing the start of reconciliation talks between warring Afghan parties. The historic intra-Afghan negotiations began last Saturday in Doha, Qatar, where representatives of the Taliban insurgent group and the Kabul government are tasked with negotiating a ceasefire and a political settlement to four decades of hostilities in their country. Pakistan shares a nearly 2,600-kilometer traditionally porous border with Afghanistan and still hosts about 3 million Afghan refugees who've fled decades of conflict in their country. Pakistani leaders take credit for persuading the Taliban to negotiate and sign a landmark agreement with the United States in February 2020 that led to the commencement of the intra-Afghan negotiations in Doha this past weekend. More on our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.